What's your favorite way to have your potatoes?
I do love mashed potatoes.
Time for a local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks, and Diane Swazlowski, a legendary name in the area, Mullins. Swazlowski, for people that live in this part of the world, equals potatoes, I think, in a lot of people's minds, including mine.
Yep.
First question for you, Diane. Last week was Halloween, and I was seeing all this stuff trending about people giving out potatoes as an option instead of candy on Halloween. Even a friend's house who I went to in Montague Center had potatoes as an option instead of candy. Is this something that you as a potato farming family are seeing arise?
Well, I did see that as well, a little too late, unfortunately, and did give out candy. But from what I understand, kids are choosing the potato over candy when there's an option. I don't know. At Easter time, you know, people were coloring potatoes instead of eggs. And then one other interesting thing, the Northampton High School field hockey team had a little Halloween party at practice, and they painted small pumpkins and potatoes.
That's fun.
That is fun.
This versatile world of potatoes.
And they're adorable, actually, some of the creations.
For those who aren't familiar with Swazlowski and your family, tell us about the history and where your farm is and all that.
Well, our farm is based in Hatfield now. It was originally Northampton, Massachusetts. Mm. My great-grandfather, J.R. Swazlowski, immigrated from Poland and started the farm, incorporated it in 1910. I'm fourth generation, and there's fifth generation working still. It originally started in Northampton. I used to work there when it was in Northampton. I used to go to the market with my father, the Springfield Produce Market, hang bags on a machine in an old packing shed there. And then in the early 1970s, the city of Northampton took the farm by eminent domain. It's where the industrial park is now and where the Coca-Cola plant is. I think they're moving, but anyway, and then moved to Hatfield, found a location in Hatfield, and we've been there ever since.
What was that like for the family to lose the farm by eminent domain to the city of Northampton?
It was very difficult. In fact, my grandfather didn't survive the move. He passed away shortly before we actually moved, but it was sad. You know, a lot of memories there.
Mm.
It was hard, but it was actually, the Swazlowskis are very tough people and can take the incoming. And so moved to Hatfield, and actually there was a lot of growth that happened after that period.
Now you're going to take Coca-Cola back by eminent domain, since they're going to skip town
the
anyway. We're
going to
pull out Coca-Cola and put in potatoes.
I just want a photo, and at the bottom the caption just says booyah. Whenever we go out and we see this piece of equipment, it looks like kind of the most fun, terrifying thing, but do you get to drive the potato tractors?
No.
I'm sorry.
I was a kid, I don't drive them. I have been on them, the harvesters, and inside the sprayers. I think that's probably the one that you think is really weird, that's up really high.
Yeah, they're like two stories high.
Yeah.
You could drive a car easily right underneath them.
The tires are as tall as
we
are.
Yeah.
So, Diane, I'm always fascinated by families that can actually work and live together, because my family's done pretty well, but we're all sort of control freaks, and like you can't have two of us in the same place working. So I'm kind of curious, like, so your father's generation, there were five brothers.
Four brothers.
And then there's
sisters.
Many, many daughters involved in this current generation. Can you just share a little bit, like, how does a family really run a business like this and make it work?
Yeah, well, I think that with my father and his brothers, they each had their own lane. You know, each one had their own specialty. My father was more, well, he was probably more like the businessman. He, you know, really started the direct selling to customers and, you know, purchased more land and kind of took the initiative to expand. And then my Uncle Chet was like a really brilliant mechanic, farmer, operator of the equipment. John was farming. He did the integrated pest management, spraying stuff. And Stanley had his specialty. He drove truck and did seed cutting and so forth. So they all have their own thing. And that's really how it is now as well. We each have our own kind of specialty. My sister Shelley's like the real estate person and operations gal. And Melanie, who was a former teacher, is in the office keeping everything straight and making sure the orders are precise. And my background was in communications, believe it or not. And so that's why I came into it, to help with marketing and branding and stuff like that initially. And then it kind of grew into business development and sales. And now I'm doing all kinds of special projects and more operations and stuff, too.
Well, the marketing has been pretty good. If I said that when I hear the name Swazlowski, I think potatoes. And that is your bread and butter, or I guess potato and butter. We're speaking with...
Just potatoes, no butter.
Oh, I love butter. Yeah, come on. Baked potato with butter and salt and pepper. Come on, that's about the best thing there is. Diane Swazlowski-Mullins, who is the sales marketing public relations lead for Swazlowski Potato Farm. How big is the farm? And is it all potatoes?
Yeah, we do just grow potatoes. We have, well, it varies because we lease land as well, mm-hmm. and we swap, and we have partnerships with other growers who grow for us under our umbrella. We are one of the largest farms in the state. We also have partners, growers that we contract with on the eastern shore of Virginia, so their crops are ready like a month before ours. Mm-hmm. So it is big. I mean, we have around 2,000 acres of our own, but then with all the others, you know, coming into the mix, it's a lot under production.
Those other farms that you have contracts with that will allow you to have potatoes in a more year-round fashion, so there isn't really a lull in any of your production time.
Even with the partnerships and the contracts with other growers, we still have gaps. And depending on the year, mm-hmm. you know, the crop isn't always bountiful enough to store. And so there is a period of time where we do bring potatoes in from other farms across the country. And this year is going to be one of those years where we're not going to have
due to the flooding?
Yeah. We had a really rough year.
Tell us a little bit more specifically about how the flooding impacted Swazlowski's.
Well, greatly. Last year was a really good year. We had excellent quality, and the weather was, even though it was dry, it was favorable. We would actually prefer dry. This year, when, you know, that July 10th event happened, we were okay until then. And then, you know, it was the flood where we lost 350 to 400 acres under river water. And then,
wow.
then it continued to rain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there was...
Continues to rain.
Which is why we're still not finished harvesting. We're finishing this week. So yes, we lost a lot of our crop this year.
We're speaking with Diane Swazlowski-Mullins, who works with Swazlowski Potato Farm in Hatfield. It is the largest potato farm in Massachusetts, according to Phil Corman and CISA, the local hero folks.
I'm really curious about the decision, obviously, maybe a couple of decades ago, to move the business in a way vertically, to integrate it, to become a potato packing supplier.
So we had invested in packing equipment that was, you know, for our own personal use. And, you know, it was really, my father drove this aspect of the growth. We had the ability to pack potatoes, and we had a very loyal customer base, and we're located geographically, strategically, very close to a very densely populated portion of the country. In the Northeast, you know, potatoes come from Maine, Canada, Idaho. Mm-hmm. So we decided to try that, and we've been doing that. So we'll bring them in from Maine after, you know, our season's done, or Prince Edward Island, or in the Wisconsin area. Reds from North Dakota, and we bring them in and we pack them. It's harder to make money doing that. We do it to keep our employees employed throughout the year, and, you know, to keep our customers supplied. We're trying to make it more profitable, but it's not easy. We have a lot of people that depend on us for employment, and not just the people working in the packing house, but the truck drivers, the vendors who sell us the packaging and the fuel and the, you know, there's all kinds of things that are coming into our plant.
And who brought the solar panels to the operation?
Yeah, that was, well, Shelley was the spearheaded that back in like around 2010, I believe. We have the panels on all of our buildings, and we have a solar farm in Waitley. We had some land that wasn't like the best for growing, so we have a little solar farm over there that
helps out.
Yeah.
Does subcontracting some of those other farms also allow you to bring in more types of potatoes that people ask for?
There's four varieties, basic varieties that we grow: white, like the round white, russet, yellow or gold potato, and reds. But it's interesting, the consumption of white potatoes has decreased. You know, mm-hmm. it used to be the biggest. It's just demographics. It's aging out of the older population, like Eastern European population mm-hmm. in the area that love their white potatoes. And gold now is the big mover.
Is there anything nutritionally different between the different types of potatoes that you mentioned?
No, there's not. But I think that people tend to leave the skins on, like the reds and the golds.
Yeah.
And, you know, that gives you, you know, it's more fiber. But I think it's really driven from food service, you know, restaurants. I think that's where it starts, the trends, and then people go home and, you know, they have their Yukon Gold mashed potatoes, and all of a sudden they're making Yukon Gold mashed potatoes instead of white mashed potatoes.
But also, don't make Yukon Gold mashed potatoes, y'all. Like, don't use waxy potatoes for mash. Use russets.
I had some russet potato chips over the weekend. We're talking potatoes with Diane Swazlowski-Mullins.
They're great for frying. They're great for fries.
Oh, yeah.
But well, not for mashing.
Let's talk about that, because I do know a couple restaurants in the area that swear by Swazlowski for their french fries. What are some of the restaurants that you work with locally?
Well, Fishtails in Hatfield has in the past, and I think Highbrow in Northampton.
I think local might.
Local is the one I was thinking of, that they make burger. Great fries, yes. And local burger swears by their Swazlowskis.
Yes, they do. And then I also the Philo's.
Philo's. That was the number two. Philo's. And I love
Philo's,
both of their
Philo's.
Fries.
Philo's. They use a lot of our potatoes. And oh, yeah. Florence Pizza. Yeah, it's
so,
the same ownership.
So when we're talking to restaurants and they're saying, well, we want to start thinking about sourcing local. We don't know how we're going to get some of it. We usually say, well, there's a couple of easy things to start with. And Swaz potatoes is always right there. It's like, it's available, it's grown here, price point works well, et cetera, et cetera. Since farms do donate food and also sell to the food bank.
And since the March for the Food Bank is coming up in less than 2 weeks.
And we sponsor that.
Oh,
every
thanks.
Year. And we are doing it again this year, by the way.
Excellent.
We scaled back a little bit just because of the circumstances.
Yeah, but rough year.
People are going to have to bring their own potatoes.
I know,
on the
right?
Mark.
And paint them.
But
themselves.
We've always support. You know, we have a very strong relationship with the Food Bank of Western Massachusetts, Greater Boston Food Bank, and really appreciate the partnership. And in the past, we've donated a lot. This year, not as much. We will continue to do that. It's important to us.
Diane Swazlowski-Mullins from Swazlowski Potato Farm. Moving from Northampton via Eminent Domain to Hatfield, but really making...
Also, like, the circumstances of Eminent Domain happening in, like, the 70s, people don't necessarily think of that as a 20th century thing.
I know, right? Like, yeah, it wasn't like they were putting a railroad in there. They were putting Coca-Cola in there.
Yeah. Right?
An industrial plant.
But you've really continued the legacy of this fifth-generation farm and being an active member of the community, donating to the food bank, making sure neighbors have enough to eat. Thank you for doing all that. And to Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. Phil, who is right by the side of the cart for a large swath of the March for the Food Bank. A large swath of the March for the Food Bank.
Swaz
is the nickname for Swazlowski. You can find out about all of our local heroes and about their impact on fighting hunger by going to buylocalfood.org.